I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I decree right away a blessing upon your life. Today, I bring you a word titled Uplifted Kingdom Supply. Uplifted Kingdom Supply. And the scripture of today is Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And Paul writes this scripture from prison. And this is what the Bible says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches, to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Let me just repeat that scripture again. And my God will meet or supply all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. That's an amazing, amazing scripture. And there are three things from that scripture. Number one, the God of supply. Number two, the door of supply. And number three, the impact of supply. Philippians 4:19 is about, first of all, the God of supply. And Paul is celebrating this God who supplies his needs, the God of supply. Let me say that the God of supply owns everything. He owns everything. He is a rich God. He is a wealthy God. He made everything. In the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 10, the psalmist says, all animals are mine, and cattle over 1,000 hills belong to me. This is the God of supply. He has the capacity to supply. And from the God of supply, there is no shortage. He is a wealthy God. He is a rich God. And so when he says, my God, the first line, and my God, he's referring to the God of supply. Right now, in Jesus' name, I pray that you can connect with the God of supply and talk to him and say, God, you are my source. You are my source. That statement is very, very important. I know we have all kinds of sources for supply, but this morning, I want you to align yourself with one source that's amazing, and this is the source that is the God of supply. And you say, my God, you are my source. Number two, the door of supply. I bring you good news. And the good news is that the door of supply has been opened because of Jesus Christ. And the key to the door of supply is the name of Jesus. And every time you pray in the name of Jesus, then this door, you find it open. The door of supply. From God's riches, the door of supply now is open. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 12, God promises to open the doors of heaven, the storehouse of his bounty. And that promise is for you and for me. Today, it is open through Jesus Christ. The door of supply is open. So Jesus challenges us and he says, ask and you shall receive. Matthew 7:7. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. For whoever asks receives, whoever seeks finds, whoever knocks the door shall be opened for them. The door of supply is open. But finally, the impact of supply. God supplies us so that we can supply others. God strengthens us, equips us, provides for us, so that we can have an impact among the nations. And I pray today that God will supply you so much that you'll be able to meet the needs of others and also to make a difference in other people's lives. And the impact of supply is felt first in the area of your needs, but also in the needs of others. And the one who supplies seed to the sower, may he supply seed to you so that you might have a mighty harvest to be able to supply to others. And uplifted kingdom supply, therefore, is about the God of supply, the door of supply, and the impact of supply. May God bless you today as you look up to God as your source. As you see this open door of supply, as you pray in the name of Jesus, and then God supplies to you. And finally, as God uses you as his servant, using what he has supplied to you, you have gifts and strengths and other resources. You are blessed big time in Jesus' name. Amen.